Hey, it's Zach Childers. Welcome back to your real estate investing talk show. And listen, we've got a big day today, all about picking your markets and what you need to be thinking about when it comes to market selection and how that market selection can actually hinder you or help you as you grow your business. And the call today is very timely. I was actually just doing a call with one of our coaching students before this, and we were kind of going over some of this. And so I invited them to be on here with us today. I hope that they are. I hope that they showed up and listened to their coach, Alex and Liz. If you're listening, make sure you type in, you're on here. And so it's important. Why is that important? Because here's why. A lot of people want to do marketing. The problem with it is they don't quite understand marketing. They just think, oh, I'll go do marketing, I'll make money. And a lot of people just think, oh, well, if I go study a book, I'll make money in real estate. That's not how it works. It's called applied information. You have to make sure you're gathering the right information to be able to apply that. So for all my first timers and the people that are listening, and maybe you're on my podcast right now, maybe you're on the Blog Talk Radio and you're just tuning in for the first time. Well, listen, we do these every Tuesday at 1:30 Eastern time zone. Why? Because I'm giving back. I want to create ripples. I want to help you help others to help others. And I want you to take this information and I want you to apply this information. We have lots you can go back and listen to. And we have lots that you can engage in and participate. If you're listening to me on the radio or you're listening to me on podcast or somewhere on YouTube, you should really be joining us on our Facebook feed. You should, because that's where you can actually, you know, get to know us. We can talk to you. We can, you know, see who's coming on board. We can give you shout outs and say hello and really build a culture and an environment with you as a following and as a community. So how do you get to our Facebook feed if you're not watching us on Facebook right now? You go to reisuccessacademy.com/Facebook, and then you go like that page and share that page. Let other people hear about the message. Let other people engage in it, because this is the power. And so a lot of you just getting to know me, if you want to know more about how you can get started in real estate the easy way, you need to pick up my book. It's right behind me on the wall. It's also in front of me by the computer. It's called My First Deal Playbook. You can get that on Amazon. You just need to search on Amazon, My First Deal Playbook, and it'll pop up. I think on Amazon it's like $6.25 or 35 cents or something like that. It's well worth it. You can read the comments on there and the reviews. People are sharing it. If you have the book, you should be reviewing it. You should be leaving a review at, I think it's ffflive.com/book review. It's on your screen right now. Leave us a review. Tell other people what you thought about the book, because most people want to hear what you have to say before they will get the book. So if you have the book and you've read the book, then leave a review. It's very important that you do that, okay? So with that said, I want you to pay attention to where we're going to go with this today. And it's all about helping you decipher, are you in the right market for the right strategy? I would never say, are you in a good market or a bad market? Because every market has potential. Every market has a strategy that will work or can be deployed in that market. And so understanding that concept or that understanding of that market is huge. And what I mean by that is it's practicing all four investing tiers: tier one, tier two, tier three, and tier four investing strategies, where tier one being wholesaling, tier two being creative financing, tier three being fix and flips, and tier four being buy and hold type investments. And the beauty of that is when you are very clear on what the opportunities are in your market, that's when you can be clear on the marketing to go forward with. And that all goes back to picking the right market. And so there's a couple of ways to do that. There's one strategy that helps you identify the market as a whole, which is understanding zip code data research, zip code matrices. And so we're going to talk about zip code data, zip code matrices. Let me give myself a note. And what are some of the key things you need to know there? The other thing that we're going to talk about is clustering. And when you know how to identify zip code matrices and clustering, you can then identify what is happening in your market so that you're able to move that position forward with your marketing dollars and your deal structuring. And so those are the two big things we're going to talk about. But before we talk about those, I want you to get a better understanding of why this is important. So we're going to talk about the why, then we're going to talk about the how, and then we're going to talk about the do, okay? So why is it important? Because I can't tell you how many times someone comes to me and they say, oh, I bought this deal because the numbers made sense, but now I can't do anything with it. Well, that's because they didn't understand market. They didn't understand picking the right markets for the best exit. See, the idea is yes, you need the deal to be able to make sense with numbers, but you also need to be in the mindset and the understanding that it has to be in the right area to execute. Whether that execution is to put it out to a landlord, or that execution is to put it out to a first-time home buyer, or that execution is to put it out to a cash buyer who wants to fix and flip. All of this data is available to you so that you can do that research, so that you can identify the direction that you need to go, so that now you know what's the exit approach on that deal type. And that's what's going to save you, or it's going to cost you a ton of money, because it's not just about the numbers. Even though the numbers are important, it's not just about the numbers. It's about the numbers make sense and the market condition makes sense. And that's why you pick the right market for the right approach. Because example, if I know as a wholesaler, one of the easiest and fastest ways to do wholesale deals is wholesaling to landlord investors. They're in a market type that is, you know, much easier to access, they're much easier to negotiate, and they're at a lower price point. So most people are easier to buy those based on cash flow. Well, that helps me identify price points. So I have to go in and I have to identify those areas, identify the price points, and I already know that that area is going to be a catering to a landlord investor. So I have a market approach, I've picked a market, I know my exit, I know that the clusters are there. The same strategy if I'm going to go after cash buyers as my exit. I need to figure out what are cash buyers buying, and I'm going to help you with this, so that I can run those clusterings. I can identify zip code matrices to determine which zip codes have the highest cash buyer percentages. Then I can go into that zip code, I can do the clustering, and I can identify where those markets are based on the clustering. So I already know these areas are where I need to find deals to be able to wholesale those contracts to a cash buyer. And what it does, it gives you a clear picture that if I'm getting deals that are not in these cluster zones, then the likelihood is I'll probably be able to get the deal under contract, but I won't be able to liquidate it quickly because there's nobody buying in those areas. You want to stay within the cluster zones. And so that's really the why we're doing this, right? Why it's important that you understand that we identify the zip code information and we identify the clustering so that it allows us to execute whether we're selling contracts or whether we're selling properties in the fastest time possible. So that's the big message today. That's what we're going to be digging into today. So I wanted you to understand why we're talking about this. And then when we come back from our break, we're going to go into zip code data, and then we're going to go into clustering. So hang with us. This is Zach Childress, your real estate coach, and we'll be right back. Hey, it's Zach Childress, your real estate coach, and I'm back. Hey, we just left off with understanding picking your markets and why it's important for you to identify how to pick your markets. And one of the things that we just talked about is why, if you're not doing this, you could get stuck with a deal that won't sell. And over on the Facebook Q&A that we were doing during break, we just had somebody bring that exact example up. And this is why I need you guys to pay attention, listen to it. If you're not on my Facebook page, you got to be. Go to reisuccessacademy.com/Facebook and do me a favor. When you're on that page, like that page and share that page. If you know anything about me, I do all this free training every single week on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I do them because I want to help you get an advantage in the market, but I also want you to share the message. I want you to share this message. It's very important we keep investors safe, and this one video right here will probably keep 80, if not 90% of the investors out there safe if they just listen to it and apply it in their day-to-day activities as real estate investors. It's for you. I want to create ripples. I need your help to create ripples. If you're with me on creating ripples, I need you to, on my Facebook page, obviously if you're listening to me on the radio, you can't do this, but on my Facebook page, I just want you to type in ripples. Just type in ripples. Jill, type it in for them first, because some of them may not know how to spell it. Just type in Ripples. I want you creating Ripples with me, guys. I love the fact that I can interact with my Facebook fans. I love the fact that you guys are listening to me on the radio or YouTube or podcast. Get on my Facebook page. I can interact with you. I can answer your real estate questions. I can talk to you. I can be part of your journey. And that's where it's really important, is the active participation. So as we move forward, know that Ripples is my message. Ripples is what I'm trying to create. Touching more lives, changing more lives this year than I did last year is my entire journey. And one of those is right here today. So we know the why. So now what do you have to do? You need to know zip code data. You've got to know zip code data in your life, okay? Without zip code data, you are going to be stuck in a rut trying to figure out why your marketing's not working, why when you get a deal it won't sell, and then you're going to give up. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to act like it doesn't work, and you're going to be, oh, sorry, sorry, me, me, mo, 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 whoa, 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 right? You're going to go through all the oh, it don't work for me, and I'm going to do this. Well, where's all my other buttons at?
Justin has the key to the lock, and I haven't gotten it from him.
Tell Justin to get me my other buttons. So that's what it's about, guys. It's about being able to be on track and get the right data. So zip code. So let's be clear on what this is. Every one of you watching right now need to go to, I don't know what it's called. Just type in Google zip code maps. I think that's what it is. Zip code maps. I think it's called free zip code map, something like that. Type in free zip code maps. Maybe that's a better way of getting there. Free zip code maps. Let's see if I get that. Boom, map line. Nope. US. There's one of them that's free. Click to get the zip code boundary maps. Maybe that's it. Oh, there we go. Zipmap.net. Zipmap.net. I can go into Alabama. I can say, okay, I got my Alabama map up. I can go into, you know, let's see here. I can go look for Madison. I can go all the way down Madison County and Madison County. And here I have my entire county pulled up in a color-coded zip code map. So that's zipmap.net. Oh, good job, Joe. She's on it today. She's on it today, guys. So the zip code map is where you have to start. And if you guys have ever been to my event and you've seen my presentation, I have that zip code map in my presentation and I have it numbered by tiers, tier 1, 2, 3, and 4. So I know which strategy works per zip code. And so what this does for me is it allows me to start pulling data. So the data is very important because I go into each zip code and I pull data like how many units have sold in the last 12 months per zip code. Right? I want to know which zip codes have the highest movement in them, because the ones that have the most movement, hey, obviously I want to be in there somehow, some way to figure out how to make money with the most activity. I also want to know how or what. So each zip code has a different city, right? Like the city of Huntsville has like 12 zip codes. So I want to know what the average, listen to me. I want to know what the average sales price is for a home in that city. Okay, so I may have a city, 12 zip codes, but that city, what's the average sales price? So let's say it's 160. Then I want to know on each zip code, what's the average sales price per zip code? And the reason I want to know that is I want to see the congruency, right? So for example, let me move over to the board. If I've got, you know, zip code 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and I've got 1,000 units sold here a year, 500 units here, 200 here, 800 here, 1,200 here. That's the number of units sold per zip code, okay? Let me turn that mic a little bit for you. Then I need to know if these are all in the same zip code, the average city. Okay, so let's say the average city sales price is 160. Okay, so I know all these zip codes fall into that 160 average city, but then I need to know based on zip code. So if let's say this zip code is 150, you follow me? Let's say this zip code is 225. Let's say this zip code is 300. This zip code is 170. This zip code is 125. Okay. This is very important that you understand what I'm telling you right now. Here's why. I want to play where the most moving is for the most active buyers. And typically, if you know what the average resale price is in your city, then you'll know which ones are the best. So, for example, if an average city, if I got 1,000 units sold and the average city is 160, then the average zip price is 150. Then that tells me that's a market that I need to be in. That's a market I need to be in because the average home sales price per zip code is the same or equal to the average city price. For example, look at this one, 500, the average city is 160. That zip code's resales price is 225. That tells me that they just lost a ton of buyers, right? Because why? The average person's only buying at 160. That one's at 225. Move on down, zip code 3, 200 sales. The average city price is 160. The average zip code resale price is 300. It tells me it's out of my playing field, so I don't want this one. X, I don't want that one. X. Let's go down to zip code 5. 1,200 units. Average city price is 160. The average sales price in that zip code is 225, which tells me that the reason that the sales are so high is because it's affordable. So I want to play in that area. So this is why we do the zip code information, so I can identify where I want to play. The more I know about the market and how I can target the largest buying group, which is the first time home buyers, and I know that's a flip market. That means that zip code, I probably want to target as a flip area. I want to target, if I'm wholesaling, I want to target cash buyers. If I am a rehabber, I want to target it to actually buy, fix, and flip in. Now, on the other side, we need to pull something else. Now, the zip code matrix is much longer than this, but this is just some simplicity for you. I want to know, out of these number of houses sold, how many of them sold to a cash buyer versus a financed buyer, okay? Because I got to figure out the percentage of opportunity there. I'll give you an example. If I pull a zip code, say 1,200 units has sold in the last 12 months. Yes, 12 months. And 80% of those sold to a first-time home buyer, I wouldn't wholesale there. Because the easiest approach for me is going to be to sell to the largest buying group. So if 80% of these sales were sold to a financed buyer, then that means the largest buying group in that market is financed buyers, which means that's who I need to be targeting as my exit strategy, okay? Now, if I want to target landlords as an exit, then I need to be looking for markets that are selling much cheaper. So if I know that the average is 160, and let's say I go to zip code 6, and let's say there's 600 houses sold here, the average city is 160, but these prices are around 95,000. Well, obviously, that tells me right there that that is a landlord market all day long. And I can promise you that if I pull the buyers versus cash, I probably will have a higher cash sale in that area. But even if I don't, I can still target it as a wholesaler in two ways. I can target it as wholesaling the contract straight to a cash landlord, or I can target it as wholesaling it to a financed buyer using our DOF process that we teach at our events, and it's in our 30-day fast track course. So the zip code data helps me start with identifying which zip codes I want to work. Once I know the zip codes I want to work, then I can move into clustering. And that's what we're going to talk about next. So, hey, if you're listening to me on the radio or the podcast or YouTube or any other source out there, I really appreciate you being here. Hang tight because I'm going to be coming back and we're going to move into clustering. This is Zach Childress, your real estate coach. Hey, it's Zach Childress. Sorry about the break, but I'm back. And we're getting live. Wow, I'm all excited, man. I've been talking to my Facebook fans, my students, my camaraderie over there. They're firing it up. They're listening. They're taking action. They're putting deals together. I feel slouchy today, Jill. My shirt won't stay up. I forgot my magnet collars.
You got some starch?
They are starched.
I'll spray you from here.
I feel like I'm slouching today. So the point is this, is that you guys got to get on my Facebook feed. We light it up over there. We got so many people talking and sharing and success stories from just listening and applying. So if you're listening to me on the radio or the podcast or the YouTube or the whatever we do over there, and that's, I don't know what all we do over there. You need to get over to the Facebook, reisuccessacademy.com/Facebook. Facebook, reisuccessacademy.com/Facebook. Do that for me. So we're going to end it over here with the radio, and then we're going to go back to Facebook and answer some more questions. But it's all about clustering. So once you understand zip codes and you understand how to identify the right buyers and who to target inside those zip codes and based on movement, and there's a lot more on like how much inventory is available and what we should be doing for marketing. And I don't have time to go over the whole zip code matrix with you, but it narrows you down to clustering. So literally, you can do clustering based on a zip code. And that's the power of clustering. Is like I could literally go into Zillow and I could type in 35758 and just pull up the zip code. And then I can cluster that specific zip code. So if I know that I want to wholesale to landlords, like in our zip code 6 in our example, then I would go put that zip code in. And I would make sure that I'm only pulling data feed that is of sold properties that are within that price range that I know is being sold in that area. So I would say that, pick the right bedrooms, filter it out, okay? Once I filter it out in Zillow, I can then look at that specific zip code, and what it does for me is it gives me the zip code, and then it narrows it all the way down into neighborhoods. It narrows it all the way down into the avatar that I'm going after based on sold properties, the price range in which I know I need to target because my zip code matrix gave me that, to the bedrooms, 2-3 bedrooms, to the bathrooms, to the home type, and then I can even say only show me what has actually sold that is based on this property avatar in the last 12 months. And what it'll do is in that zip code, it'll bring up these cluster zones. And I can then say, oh, now I know specifically which neighborhoods have the movement for what I'm trying to achieve and what I'm trying to do so that I can drill down in specifically and start my marketing campaign, start my follow-up, start my bandit sites, start my listing with my agents. I can then go to my agent and say, look, pull me any property that comes on the market based on this criteria and these cluster zones. That's the marketing at its best, because listen, you may not have the biggest list anymore, but you have a very narrowed down approach to the property and the location in which you need to be marketing to. What that means is, I was sharing this with Alex and Liz earlier, is now I can do more touches, which if you know anything about marketing, it has nothing to do with the size of the list. It has everything to do with how many touches you can make. So if you don't have a big marketing budget, then you need to narrow your list down so you can touch that prospect more instead of just trying to market to a big area. But it helps me with my marketing game plan. The other thing it does, which is for a lot of you that are trying to figure this out, is it keeps me safe. So when I get a deal and the numbers make sense and I know the zip code, I can pull up my cluster zone inside the zip code and I can say, well, where's that property at? And if it pops up in an area that has nothing sold in it, then the reality is that the numbers make sense, but I'm going to have a super hard time selling it. That is the reality to why we have to understand clusters, so that you don't get stuck with a property that you can't do anything with. You understand? You could say, well, I ran the numbers and they made sense. The numbers, I'm supposed to make money, but I can't sell it. So the problem is when you can't sell it, you might as well throw your profit away, because what happens is now you have to do what? Keep dropping the price. So I don't know if you guys can see this, but I'm going to drop this over here. For you on the radio, you obviously can't see it. But for those of you on Facebook, this is what I'm talking about. In this map, I don't know if you can see it or not, but you have all these little clusterings that I want to be in. But look at this area right here in the middle. The property avatar that I'm going after right here, there's nothing sold there. So even though I may get the best deal in the world based on numbers, when I go to look on the cluster map and I see nothing is sold, the reality is, well, if I buy one and put it there, it's not going to sell neither. That's what you need to understand. So even if I go up here and then I go, well, let me see what's for sale, and it pops up, you see, there's nothing for sale there neither. So I don't want to buy anything there, but you'll sometimes get yourself in a situation to where you'll come in and somebody will send you a deal. And you'll be like, oh, well, it was a good deal, Zach. Well, it was a good deal to who? it was a good deal to the person wholesaling it to you or the agent selling it to you, or was it a good deal to you in the long run? So it's very important that you understand this, guys. Listen, if you want to be safe in real estate, the very first thing you got to understand is picking the right market. You got to understand how to pick the market, how to segment that market, how to do a zip code data research, how to narrow it down to clusterings, because it does two folds. It keeps you safe and it helps you hone in your marketing based on who you're going after for your exit. That's the whole key here. I know you're looking for motivated sellers, and we all are, but it does me no good to get a motivated seller if I get a property that I can't do anything with. So we have to target who we're exiting to know where we're going to go with the deal. So, hey, listen, I hope you've enjoyed this on the radio or the podcast or YouTube. If you want to get more, you want to learn more, you need to get to our Facebook page and you need to like that page. We have lots of videos on there, and get my book. Get My First Deal Playbook. You can get it at Amazon. Type in My First Deal Playbook. It'll pop up. Read the reviews. Be part of what we do. And I'll see you guys next week on another radio show. This is Zach Childress, your real estate coach.